All right, this is Allah Rahim. Get started, inshallah. Let's see where we left off. Okay, bismillah. Al-adab al-sadis. وفي مجلس المشيره فلا يقرأ وردا ولا يصلي نافله بغير إذنه إلا الفرائض والسنن. بل يغتنم صحبته المؤثرة أثر الكيماء ليجد منه نظرة الشفقة وليأخذ نصيبه من نعمته الباطنة. وفي مجلس المرشد يلتفت إليه بهذافيره. That when you're in the gathering with the spiritual guide, with the murshid or the sheikh, that a person should turn completely towards him, and their attention should be completely directed towards him. And this is not the time for la yaqra wirdan, that a person should read a litany, wa la yusalli nafilahu, nor should one pray nawafil, without his izin, without his permission. Illa al-fara'id wa sunan, but they should suffice or limit themselves to the fara'id and sunan. Obviously, for these things, you don't need permission. But in this particular situation, بَلْ يَخْتَنِمْ صُحْبَتُهُ, a person should take benefit of the good fortune of the sheikh's company, الْمُؤَثِّرَةُ أَثْرَكِيمَا, that has a powerful effect, لِيَجِدَ, so that he may find from him, نَظْرَةَ الشَّفَقَ, so that he may find from him the look of compassion, وَلِيَأَخُذُ نَصِيبَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ الْبَاطِنَةِ, and so that he can draw from the shaykh his own share, his or her own share, from that inner nisba and from that inner nur, from that inner blessing that exists within the shaykh. قَالَ مَشَائِخُ الطَّرِيقَةِ النَّقْشْبَنْدِيَّةِ رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ لَمَشَائِخُ الطَّرِيقَةِ, they say, إِنَّ رَبْتَ قلبي بقلب الشيخ عند حضوره ألف من الوقوف القلبي. That doing what we call rabita qalbi, or connecting one's heart to the heart of the sheikh in the presence of the sheikh, is more beneficial than wuquf qalbi. So rabita sheikh, some of you may know of this, some of you may not. Just briefly, when a person is actually in the presence, physical presence of the sheikh, not in their absence, but if you know, in the same gathering, then in the way that, and even when you sit with the sheikh and you're doing muraqabah, instead of, normally one envisions the nur coming onto their heart, dispelling the darkness therein, and then the heart is saying, Allah, Allah. Rather, what they'll do is they'll do quote-unquote muraqabah off the heart of the sheikh. So you think about the nur descending upon the sheikh's heart, and from the sheikh's heart it is coming into your heart. And from there, when it comes into your heart, then your heart is saying Allah Allah. So it's, you direct it through that nur anwarat through the heart of the sheikh. And basically when you're in the heart of the sheikh, you're actually connecting it to that sanad that actually goes back to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's coming through, and it happens in the later lessons that when those anwarat come, you actually take the anwarat through the whole silsila, and the nur goes through every single heart, and from there then it falls upon yours. And anytime you do it through bilwasita, this is not like necessarily, this is meant to amplify the effect, because like each one of those are like, each one of those hearts are like mirrors, and it amplifies the nur coming in. So that's why while there is benefit in doing it alone, one will perceivably notice a more, much more powerful muraqabah experience if they do rabita qalbi, inshallah. فائدة الحكمة عن النهي عن النفل والورد بين بين يد الشيخ أن السالك the wisdom behind prohibiting or preventing one from performing nawafil or reading litanies when in the presence of the shaykh أن للسالك أن يعمل هذه في غيبته أيضا, that the spiritual aspirant can engage in these activities in the absence of the shaykh as well. فَلْيَسْتَفِدْ مِنْ صُحْبَةِ الشَّيْخِ أَلْفَائِدَةُ الْبَاطِنِيَّةِ, but so they should take full benefit from the company of the shaykh, inner benefit. فَلْيَلْتَفِدْ إِلَيْهِ إِلْتِفَاتًا تَامًا, and they should turn their complete intention to him, سَمَعًا وَفِكْرًا, both in listening and in their thoughts. And then there's ta'in, that do not become heedless from that. I don't know if this is malik or mulk, this that king or that kingdom, for even a blink of an eye. Asa an yanzura ilayka, perhaps he may look to you, wa anta la taltafitu ilay, and you're not looking at him. Meaning that if his attention turns to you and like those celestial bodies line up, then the transfer can conceivably occur. إنابة القلب إلى الله يقال لها الوقوف القلبي, that turning the heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called وقوف قلبي. وأما الرابطة القلبية فهي أن يظن السالك نفسه خاليا. Now they're describing how you do Rabita Qalbi. Rabita Qalbi is that a salik sees himself as empty. وَيَرْبِطُ قَلْبَهُ بِقَلْبِ الشَّيْخِ, and he connects his shaykh, his heart, to the heart of the shaykh. وَيَحْسِبُ أَنَّهُ يَأْتِيهِ الْفَيْضِ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِنْ قَلْبِ الشَّيْخِ, and he imagines that the faiz and the nur is coming into his heart from the heart of the shaykh. يَرْتَقِ السَّالِكْ بِالذِّكْرِ أَيْدًا, and then the salik, he progresses, let's say here, progresses or elevates. يَرْتَقِ is to elevate, but over here progresses with dhikr as well, وَبِإِنَايَةِ الْمُرْشِدْ أَيْدًا, and also one way that this salik will progress is by making dhikr, but also with the help of the murshid. والسبيل الذي يعبر بدون مرشد في سنوات يمكن أن يعبر في عنايات المرشد في ساعات, and that path that it takes that would take without a murshid years to traverse, it is possible to traverse it with the help of the sheikh in a matter of hours. And ولذا قال, and thus it was said, جالسة الأولياء حينا ما خير من عبادة مئة سنة خالية من الرياء, that keeping the suhba of the mashayikh, of the awliya, for a few moments are more beneficial and more better than ibadah for 100 years without riya. I don't know if he explains it over here, but I remember one of our mashayikh, I think went to Mullah Ashrafali Thanwi, and they said that, you know, I feel that this poem is a little bit of mubalagha, you know, it's a little bit of exaggeration, because he didn't say just mi'at sanat khaliya, mi'at sanat, he didn't say ibadah for 100 years, he actually said he said ibadah for 100 years without riya. So how could, you know, just a few moments with the sohbah, I mean, this is sort of like hulu, is going to extremes. So he said, let me read it to you. And then he read it back and he changed the 100 years to like 1,000 or 100, 1 lakh years. And then the person, the sheikh who had asked him, got even more confused. And then so he said, let me explain to you. He said, a person can do that long, but you still don't know how you're, I mean, to the effect, you still don't, the point is that in the end, you don't know what your end is going to be. Whether your khatima will be on iman, you don't know if those amal are going to be accepted. I mean, you don't know the consequence from the perspective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. However, we know from hadith that hum qawmun, those people engage in zikr, hum qawmun, they are a nation, they are a people, la yashqa jalisuhum, whosoever keeps their company, whosoever sits with them, can never be shaqi. And so obviously, they can, a shaqi is doomed or have a bad outcome. So if you're saved from having a bad outcome, I mean, dying without iman is khatima, you know, on something other than iman is a bad outcome. So you can't be that. No, not having qubuliyah is a bad outcome. So you get saved from these types of things. قال الشيخ محمد معصوم رحمه الله ذل الشيخ أنفع للسائق من ذكر الحق. That the shade of the sheikh is more beneficial for the spiritual aspirant from the ذكر الحق. قال عارف a Gnostic one said, إذا جلستم في مجالس العلماء فامسكوا ألسنتكم. When you sit in the company or the gatherings of the ulama, then hold on to your tongue. وَإِذَا جَلَسْتُمْ فِي مَجَالِسِ أَوْلِيَاءَ فَامْسِكُوا قُلُوبَكُمْ. And when you sit in the majalis of the awliya of Allah, then hold on to your heart. Check your heart, basically. Hold it in check. وَإِذَا جَلَسْتُمْ فِي مَحَافِلِ الْمُلُوكِ. And when you sit in the gatherings of the kings, والصلاطين, and governors, فَمْسِكُوا أَبْصَارَهُمْ, then hold your eyes in check. وَجَدَ الصَّحَابَةُ مِنْ صُحْبَةِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عِدَّةَ سَاعَاتٍ مَا لَمْ يَجِدْ غَيْرَهُمْ. So then he's giving a very powerful argument that the Sahaba found in a few moments of company of Rasulullah sallallahu ma lam yajid ghayruhum, that which was not found by other than min mujahadatil ulufi sanat, that, you know, striving against one's own naf for thousands of years. Wa min ayna ila ayna, and from where to where, ablaghat أبلغت خبازا نظرة واحدة من الشيخ الباقي بالله رحمه الله. So this is a famous story. I believe is reference being made to that story, that from where to where did one look from Khaja Baqi Billah رحمه الله take the bread maker. So there was a bread maker, he was very enamored of Sheikh Baqi Billah. I'm telling you to, like, the general story, effect of the story. So he said that, I want to become like you. Please put your tawajjuh on me, Hazrat. And he said, no, you won't be able to take it. And then he said, no, please just, you know, grant one nazar on me and put your tawajjuh on me so that I can become like you. So he did. I mean, he transferred that nisbah, but it was so heavy upon the person that he couldn't take it and he passed away. But that was like the power of that, you know, transfer. So it's just one nazar, one look can have that much of an effect. Seventh mannerism, or seventh etiquette. لِيَجْلِسَ فِي صُحْبَةِ الشَّيْخِ مُتَأَدِّبًا مُتَوَابِعًا سَاكِتًا وليستمع كلامه الطيب بغاية فكر ولا ينظر يمينا ولا شمالا ولا يتكلم بغير إذنه. That he should sit in the sofa of the sheikh with adab, humbly, quietly. You should listen attentively to his good speech with the utmost attention, and should not look to the right nor to the left. وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ بِغَيْرِ إِذْنِهِ, should not speak without his permission. وَلِيَتَكَلَّمَ عِنْدَ ضُرُورَةِ بِكَلَامٍ مُوجِزٍ, and then when there's a need, then they should speak with a very short speech. وَلِيَنْتَذِرْ جَوَابَهُ بِغَيَةِ التَّوَجُّهِ, and they should await for his response with the utmost attention. وَلِيَتَكَلَّمَ بِهُدُوءٍ وَرِفْقٍ, and they should speak calmly and with softness. وَلَا يَرْفَعُ صَوْتَهُ, and should not raise his voice, عَلَى صَوْتِ الْمُرْشِدِ, over the voice of the Murshid. وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ تَكُونُ سَبَبُ ضَيِّقٍ, and they should not speak with something that becomes a cause of being tight. أو خيفة للمرشد, or taking the murshid, or خيفة, taking something lightly for the murshid. So basically, don't put the murshid or the sheikh in a difficult position, a compromised position. فإذا عندما يستمع السالك إلى موعظة الشيخ, when the salik listens to the sermon of the sheikh, بطلب صادق, with true desire, يتأثر قلبه يقينا, that it creates within the heart conviction and firm belief. الله تعالى إن في ذلك لذكرى, indeed within that is a reminder, لمن كان له قلب, for that person who has a heart, أو ألقى السمع, or who lends a ear, or who was shaheed while he is a shaheed, witnessing, present. It's a witnessing. والحكمة في الأنهاء أن التكلم بغير إذنه, أنه يمكن أن يكون الشيخ مفكرا يفكر في نقطة علمية. And the hikmah, prohibiting someone from speaking without the permission of the sheikh, is perhaps the sheikh is thinking about some subtle point of knowledge, some subtle ilmi nukta. أَيُلْقَى تَوَجُّهَاتُهُ الْبَاطِنِيَّةُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ أَحَدٍ, or perhaps he's directing his spiritual tawajjuh and inner tawajjuh onto the heart of an individual. أَوْ يَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ إِلْهَامٌ, or he is being inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inspiration is coming upon him. أَوْ يَكُونُ مُتَفَكِّرًا فِي أَمْرٍ هَامٍ, or he's thinking about a important matter. فَالْكَلَامُ بِدُونِ الْإِذْنِ حِينَ إِذْنٍ, so speaking in any of these circumstances or instances, then حِينَ إِذْنٍ يُؤَدِّي إِلَى إِنْحِبَاطِ الدَّرْعِ, it leads to a restriction of a person's temperament. No, it just makes a person feel tight and uncomfortable. It spoils the moment. There's certain times where you're supposed to speak, but then if you speak بَيْوَقْتِ, then it also, like, it ruins the moment. I mean, imagine, like, ilham is coming and a person's, like, you know, talking about something just very trivial. وَأَيْذًا لَا يَرْفَعُ صَوْتَهُ أَثْنَاءِ الْكَلَامِ عَلَى صَوْتِ الْمُرْشِدِ, and also, do not raise his voice during the speech of the Murshid, over the Murshid, right? He should not raise his voice over him. And this happens sometimes. I mean, I still remember, like, I was remembering to Sheikh Hussein one time, and I would say something, and it's just, like, so terrible, because he would be saying something, and then I would just, like, interject, or, you know, like, maybe try to explain the situation, but I would, like, say it over him, and after that, situation was over, I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, like, you know, I wasn't, like, actively trying to speak over him, but it's just, you know, like, or just how you have a conversation, and he would start to, or I felt like I wanted to say something, so I would just say it, and then he would also start speaking at the same time, and then he would just let me speak, and I'm just like, it was, after I wrote, like, an apology email, and I feel so bad, I shouldn't have done that. I mean, no, I never read this until, I guess, today, this section per se, or maybe I have, I don't know, but at that time, it's just, it's a person's tabia will tell you, right, that that wasn't appropriate. And then he quotes the ayah from the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتِكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ O you who believe, do not raise your voices over the voice of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ And do not be openly loud to him in speech كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ The way that you speak openly between each other أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ That your good deeds be erased and fall and you don't even know. فاستدل الإمام البخاري من أحاديث الإنصات للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على حكم الإنصات للعلماء في كتاب العلم من صحيح البخاري. So Imam Bukhari, he took a proof from the hadith of keeping silent with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning for the Sahaba to keep silent in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the ruling that one should keep silent in the company of the ulama. And he says in Kitab al-Ilm, in his Sahih collection, لَا يَسْتَمِعَ إِلَىٰ كَلَامِ الْمُرْشِدِ بِغَايَةِ فِكْرٍ And a person should listen to the speech of the Murshid Shaykh with the utmost of contemplation. فَقَالَ بَعْضُ الْمَشَائِخِ لَيَكُنْ الْمُرْشِدْ لِسَانًا وَالسَّالِكْ أُذُنٌ That's nice. Some of the Mashayikh said that let the Murshid be the tongue and the Sadiq be the ears. Al-Adab al-Thamin, the eighth Adab. لا يميز نفسه بحضرة الشيخ بل يظهر نفسه حقيرة محتاجة ممتلئة بالطلب والشوق. That one should not try to create distinction for themselves in the presence of the Shaykh, but he should make himself, manifest himself as someone lowly, someone who is in need, someone who is full of desire and eagerness. فائدة لا يتكلم بين يدي المرشد بكلام يظهر به التفوق العلمي على الحاضرين. A person should not speak in front of the Shaykh with any type of speech that displays for himself some type of superiority in knowledge over those other people who are present. وَلَا يَظْهَرُ جَلَالَتَهُ أَوْ هَيْبَتَهُ دُنْيَوِيَّةً And nor should he display his grandeur or his, worldly status. And rob. ولا يظهر بعلمه أنه مستشار الشيخ أو صاحب سره. And then he should not display with his knowledge that he is the one who gives mushura to the sheikh, أو صاحب سره, or the person who keeps his secret. ولا أن المرشد أطوف عليه. Nor does that the sheikh particularly like that one person. فجميع هذه الأمور تسمن النفس All of these things make the nafs grow fat. وتدل على الأنانية And they point to a person being full of themselves. فليلتزم الطاعة والتواضع ما استطاع So a person should hold fast to obedience and humility as much as possible. من تواضع مثل الأرض وتذلل whosoever makes themselves humble like the earth and puts themselves down and disgraces themselves تصبح له رحمات ربه سماء Ghamadannahu, that it will open for him mercies of his Lord, the sky of mercies for his Lord that shall cover him. So in the same way that the sky covers the earth and is above the earth, in the same way that Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be above such a person who humbles himself. And this is actually this is a very important point. I'm sort of an aside, but I think it's important to just sort of mention it, is that, you know, now that we have this book, we're enjoying festival of culture, particularly in Chicago, but in other places in the U.S. as well, you see sometimes, you know, this cult-like mentality that comes out, and there's this buying of, okay, well, you know, I got to spend, you know, such and such, and I got to go to Sheikh so-and-so's house for dinner, and he called me, and this buying, and all this. This is all khilaf of the maqsad, right? First of all, this creates tremendous amount of fitna. Anyone who actually looks at these type of what we call, you know, jamaat politics, jamaat politics, obviously is a huge turnoff for people who are just initiating themselves. But even for those people who are involved in the jamaat, it quickly, very quickly distracts their attention from what the real maqsad is. The real maqsad is not the sheikh, it's Allah. And in as much as the sheikh is, you know, should be honored and should be respected as a means towards that goal, the goal should not be lost. And it's oftentimes when that happens, when that goal is lost, then, you know, very ugly things start to happen. I mean, simple things. I remember, like, way back when, one person would be like, they want to do khidmah of Sheikh Hussein or something like that, and another person's trying to do it, and then, like, they'll be almost fighting over, you know, what to do it, and then there's bad feelings, and one guy's trying to push the other person out, and that. So it just becomes very, very ugly. You know, now imagine if a person should not even try to create any type of distinction for themselves amongst others, then, I mean, it might be that the sheikh has a particular space in their heart for a particular student. For whatever reason, Allah, a person should never manifest that in front of their peer bhais. This is khilaf of the adab for their Muslim brother. And the reason, it points to a corruption of their niyyah, number one. Number two, it points to a type of vanity that a person has. The person, you know, in the same way that a person can boast about a car, a person can boast about their degree, then again, this is another thing. It becomes a dunyawi thing that a person is vying in, that they can just boast about. That, oh, you know, I got to do X, Y, and Z with so-and-so, and, you know, and this is just something that they feel special. It's like you go to, you know, get some special time with, you know, such and such personality or famous person, then people are like, oh, look at me, I got such and such. And this becomes something, a matter of boasting and vanity. And this is all khilaf of the true maqsad. So this is something that a person should be actually very careful about and very mindful about. Persons should allow for themselves to get fanafi sheikh, but they should not allow that to, it still has to be kept in context. Okay, al-adab al-tasi' la yaqadu maq'ad al-murshad wa la yad'u qalamuhu ala sajadatihi, that he should not sit in the place where the murshid sit, nor should he put his feet on where he makes sajda or where he prays. فَإِذَا أَصْلُهُ عَمَلَ سَيِّدِنَا سِدِّيَةً. So the commentary that Hazrat is giving is that the source of this is the action of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. رُوِيَ أَنَّ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يَخْطُبُ عَلَى الدَّرَجَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ الْعَالِيَةَ مِنَ الْمِنْبَرِ. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give khutbah from the third step, the highest step on the minbar. وَكَانَ الصِّدِّيقُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ زَمَنَ خِلَافَتِهِ الدَّرَجَةَ يَخْطُبُ عَلَى الدَّرَجَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. he used to give the khutbah from the second step. وَهَذَا مِنَ الْأَدَبِ. And this was from Adab. وَإِنَّمَا يَنْهَى عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى سَجَادِ الْمُرْشِدِ لِأَنَّ فِيهِ إِدِّيَاءُ مُسَاوَاتٍ ظَاهِرًا. And the prohibition or the advice not to pray Salah on the not to place one's feet, but not to pray in the same janamas or sajada, if you call that, prayer rug, as the sheikh, is because in it is a subtle way that a person is claiming them to be equal with the sheikh, right? At least zahiran, apparently. It's like, you know, he prays over here, look at me, I'm also praying on that. And so on the surface, you should try any type of, avoid any type of thing which shows some type of equality, some type of equivalency between a person and the sheikh. They should try to keep them in their sort of more exalted status. Al-Adab al-Ashir, لا يأكل ولا يشرب ولا يتودأ بين يديه بغير إذنه. A person should not eat, nor drink, nor make wudu in front of him without his permission. ولا يستعمل إناءه, nor should he use his vessel of wudu. ولا يتطهر ولا يتودع مقام طهارته ووضوعه. Nor should he take tahara, nor make wudu from the place where he takes tahara and makes wudu. ويحترمه في غيبته كما يحترمه في حضرته. That he should honor him and respect him in his absence, in the same way that he respects him in his presence. حَتَّى يَفُوزَ بِالْأَخْلَاسِ. Until a person, so that a person can achieve ikhlas. Commentary. لَا يَسْتَغِيلُ بَيْنَ يَدِ الْمُرْشِدِ فِي الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ بِغَيْرِ الْإِذْنِ. Then a person should not busy themselves with eating and drinking without permission. حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِلْجُلُوسِ. Until he gives permission for sitting, for yajlisu al-ma'ida. And in that situation, then he should sit on the dastarkhan, or the table spread. وَإِلَّمْ يَأْذَنْ. And if it's not given permission, تَأَخَّرَ بِالطِّيبِ الْقَلْبِ. He should keep delay, and he should stay back, and hold himself with open heart, without any hard feelings. تَنْظُرُ عَيْنَ الْمُرْشَدْ مَا لَا يَنْظُرُهُ عَيْنَ السَّالِكِ. That the eye of the sheikh sees that which the eye of the salik does not see. Dastur mashayikh silsilat al-shadhiliyat al-aliyata annahum yulakuna al-fuyudat wal-tawajjuhat fi ma'kulat wal-mashroobat. That the mashayikh of the shadhili tariqa, I think Sheikh Nuh Amir, he's also Shadhili, if I'm not mistaken, that it's their sort of practice that they cast their spiritual blessings and spiritual nur. They put their tawajjuh in eating things that are eaten and drunk, food and drink. وَيَطْعِمُونَهُ لِلسَّالِكِينَ. And then they give it to eat for this the Salikin. And I've seen Hajjaji do this before too, on occasion, that he will give something and then he will particularly give permission for one person to eat it or something, or he will, like, you know, give X, Y, and Z person something. وَبَعْضُ الْمَشَائِخِ مِنْهُمْ يَأْخُذُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ مِنَ الْخُلَفَاءِ إِنْ تَخْلِيفِ. And some of the mashayikh, they take a covenant from the khulafa when they give them khilafa. أَنَّكُمْ سَوْفَ تُلْقُونَ الْتَوْجُوهَاتِ فِي الْمَوْكُولَاتِ وَالْمُشْرُوبَاتِ. That they will actually put their tawajjuh in food and drink. وَتُقَدِّمُونَهَا لِلسَّالِكِينَ. And then they give it to the salikin. So if a person just starts eating by themselves, then perhaps they're going to miss that opportunity that they could have eaten that more blessed food, and that food that would have given them more taqawi on doing more ibadah and keeping them away from bad things. رُوِيَ فِي كَتُبِ التَّصَوُّفِ الْمُعْتَبَرَةِ. it has been narrated in authentic books of tasawwuf أن بعض المشايخ أطعم سالك شيئا in the تخليف, that some of the mashayikh, they would make the salik eat some particular food. They would give them something special to eat when they're giving them khalafa. كان الشيخ مرشد العالم رحمه الله يتابع جميع السالكين المجتمعين المائدة متابعة دقيقة, وكان يربي زجرا وتوبيخا, وكان يقول رأيت الشيخ الحديث من محمد زكريا كان قوي السيطرة على المائدة حتى من حضر المائدة عدة مرات اعتذرت عدة تعويجاته. So Murshidi Alim, Hazaji Shaykh, Rahimullah, Yutabi'u Jamia Salikin al Mustamin al Ma'ida, that all the Salikin will follow him onto the Dastakhan, the table, the eating spread. Mutabi'atan daqiqatan, so they would come by one by one, I guess, for a few minutes. وَكَانَ يُرَبِّي زَجْرًا وَتَوْبِيخًا, and he would really do the tarbiyah and discipline them by rebuking them and reprimanding them. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ, and he used to say, رَأَيْتُ الشَّيْخُ الْحَدِيثُ مَلَانَ مُحَمَّدْ زَكَرِيَّا, he said, I used to say, شَيْخُ الْحَدِيثُ مَلَانَ مُحَمَّدْ زَكَرِيَّا, the author of Fazal al-Amal, كَانَ قَوِي السَّيْطَرَةِ عَلَى الْمَائِدَةِ, he was very, you could say, sharp and strong on the table spread. حَتَّى مَنْ حَضْرَ مَائِدَتَهُ, such that whoever presented themselves on his دَسْتَخَان عِدَّةَ مَرَّاتَ, a couple of times, اَعْتَدَلَتْ عِدَّةَ تَعْوِيجَاتِهِ, that many of the things where he was crooked would be made straight. وَلَا يَبْدَأُ بِالْأَكْلِ قَبْلَ الشَّيْخِ, and a person should not start eating without before the shaykh. فعن جابر رضي الله عنه, so جابر رضي الله عنه, he narrates أن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, that the صحابة كانوا لا يدعون أيديهم في الطعام, they would not put their hands into the food حتى يكون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبدأ, until رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم began, and this is in the مصدف أبي يعلى. And so these are the type of situations where, and it's a beautiful thing in Tariqa that these sunan, that the Sahaba were able to fulfill these adab. Meanwhile, the Rasulullah is not able to, he's not with us, that we, alhamdulillah, in Tariqa have the opportunity to fulfill even these sunan and these adab in our lives, mashallah. Hikayat and story, we'll probably end after this, mashallah. وضعت للشيخ الحاجي الحاج إمداد الله مهاجر مكة حاجي إمداد الله مهاجر مكة رحمه الله تعالى, one of the great great مشايخ in our قابر. He was the teacher of الشيخ رشيد أحمد بن قوهي رحمه الله. مائدة مشتملة على أطعمة لذيذة, he used to have a table spread they consisted of all types of delicious food. What kind of Mawlana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi? Here we go. So Mawlana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi حاضرًا في خدمته, and he used to be present in his service. فوضع الشيخ الحاج خبزًا وعدسًا قليلًا في الطبق, and so Sheikh Haji Imdan Allah Rahimullah, he put some bread and some lentils, a few lentils, in a plate. ووضعهما في يد الغنغوهي, and he put them both in the hands of مولانا رشيد أحمد الغنغوهي, وقال اجلس بجنب المائدة وكل هذا الطعام, and he said sit at the side of the مائدة of the table and eat this food, وجعل الغنغوهي يأكل بكل رغبة وسرور, so مولانا رشيد أحمد, he started eating it full of eagerness and happiness. قال الحاج بعد لحظة زاجرا, and حاجي إمداد الله رحمه الله, he said after a moment, you know, rebuking him, أي رشيد أحمد كنت أريد أن أجلسك في موضع أحذيتي He said that, "Oh, Rashid Ahmad, my initial intention was to make you sit by the shoes. Walakin akramtuka wa ajlastuka al-ma'ida, but I honored you and I sat you on the table spread. Thumma taba al-hajj, in taba'ati wajhahu." And then Haji Imdad Allah, he took notice of what the comportment or what the, if there's any change on the face of, what's that called, Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimullah. So Mawlana Gangohi, he said, "Bi ghayati adab, with the utmost respect, na'am ya Sayyidi," he said, "yes, my master, inni ahlun an ajlisa fi mawdi al-ahdiya," he said that I am, it is suitable for me to sit, and this is a great honor that you've bestowed on me, وإحسان, and a favor you've done on me. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّيْخَ الْحَاجِ أَنَّهُ مَا ثَارَتْ نَفْسَهُ بِسِمَاءِ هَذَا الْكَمْلَانِ الْمُرِّ, that he saw that, the Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, that his nafs didn't get affected with listening to these sharp and bitter words. Then he said, Alhamdulillah, he said, praise be to Allah, ظهرت ثمرات الذكر, the fruits of zikr have manifested themselves, or the beginning to manifest themselves. So, inshallah, we'll keep to here, inshallah, for this week. We'll make a note. We'll pick up next week. 221. Two more weeks or so. Okay, khair, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.